third string is in the preseason. I mean, come on, you gotta
need Stamkos. I think still people question that.
That's not shit, Andrew, but that's not how you win cups.
The Bay Rays are going to win the World Series. You can mark it down.
Okay, I'm done.
Jimmy's life has its ironies, you know, that are like...
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
You're getting laid off due to lack of work, but there is no...
So that's all that matters to you?
That's how...
Wait, that's...
Mickey's Dodgers, look.
Thanks, Hector.
We got a Jersey burger and a cowboy bacon burger.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. So, Shane is back.
How you doing, all?
We are going to another Devils game, and the Devils are 3-0 with Shane in attendance. So, let's see if the Devils go to 4-0 and continue their winning ways with Shane in attendance. Other than that, the Devils have been... shit all year. They've been very inconsistent. This has been a bad Devils season after winning 50 games last year. Looks like they're going to miss the playoffs unless a miracle happens. So, what have you thought about the Devil games so far that you've been to?
Dude, they're great. I love them. Whatchamacallit? I never really got into any, like, growing up, I never really got to go to a lot of sports games. The only one I went to was like a Phillies game, Phillies and Mets game, and that's like...
Yeah, but baseball's different.
Baseball. And then I never... NFL games, they're hard to go to, you know, getting into an NFL game.
Yeah, and then you got to pay like 70 to park.
So I went to the hockey. He invited me to the hockey game, and I'm like, this is actually... I could actually get used to this. Like,
yeah.
All the fans are blue-collar guys. A lot of them are like people like me, and they're like, they want to see some action. They want to see some hands, some let's throw hands and stuff like that. I can tell you, man, every time the Devils were playing at their home stadium, they always won, you know, because they
had
home field advantage. So
home ice advantage.
Yeah, so. Home ice advantage?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So they are playing the Penguins again, Pittsburgh?
No, they're playing Pittsburgh again.
Another team that went downhill, shows their age, that they're the oldest team in the league. Crosby's still one of the best, but you can tell he's getting up there in age. Letang, Malkin. Mm-hmm. They have these guys tied down to these five-year contracts. It's like, where do they go from here? You probably have no idea what I'm saying. Kind of like Dave Fisher when it comes to sports.
Players, Hischer.
Yeah. Yeah, he sure. Timo Meyer,
and who else?
Jack Hughes,
and then Luke Hughes. Yes, so they're brothers.
Yeah,
so I got all the players down.
And then Quinn Hughes is on Vancouver.
Yeah, so this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun. Especially that one time when they scored two goals in like 15 seconds.
Yes, like 2 seconds. I was like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, but I love hockey. It's a great game. Great sport.
I wish I could have played like some sports when I was younger. I was into basketball. I played a little bit of lacrosse.
Oh God!
Yeah, I was from Maryland, so that was their big game.
Oh yeah, for sure, that's a big game in Maryland.
That's their big game.
One of the top.
I just played it as a kid for like less than a season.
One of the top colleges is Maryland, I believe.
Yeah, for lacrosse. What else? I never got into football. But a lot of my friends were in it. But I tried wrestling. I tried a bunch of sports, but I never really got good at them. Because it's like the problem with like getting into sports as a kid is it's expensive.
Yeah.
And your parents don't make enough, you know. And then they got to have – it's time consuming too. It's a lot of practice.
That's a lot of work. And then some schools have practice. Like for ice hockey, they have practice at like 5 a.m. You go to school at 6, but I think that's mostly for like the private schools.
Correct, yeah. So I mean, I did basketball for a season when I was, but high school I didn't really play a sport, which kind of sucked.
Yeah,
because like you have to like first you have to try out for the team, and you got to make it.
Yeah, you got to make the team.
You got to go to JV, and you got to deal with the upperclassmen, and then.
Or you can make varsity.
Or if you can make varsity.
Well, some schools have a freshman team, and they're just strictly freshmen. And then you have JV and varsity.
And then by the time you hit, if you get a sport, and like you might get a sports scholarship, you might not.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's a real big hit or miss. And like, I remember kids in high school or like middle school, they were like, I'm going to be in the NFL. I'm going to be the NFL. And I found out he's in jail now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. He really made it to the NFL, he said.
Yeah. So let's, again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We got Shane McKenna on. He's been on a few episodes. He's been on an episode with Jim and Carolyn and Luis. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Survival Broadcasting, the Doug Survival Show. Thank you for supporting the Doug Survival Show, Survival Broadcasting, and all those involved with Survival Broadcasting. As always, the Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is currently happy hour right now at the Monkey Bar and Grill from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. James has wings out. Complimentary buffet with your purchase. So the Monkey Bar and Grill, swing on by. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we have much more to get to. I believe Shane went to a diesel truck show. Shane will tell us about it right after this quick commercial break. Hopefully there are more Dougie and Espo episodes to come. We'll be right back. MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. So, Shane, you went to
a truck show.
A diesel truck show.
Yes.
Tell me about it. Okay. You have a truck of your own.
Okay, so if you ever
must be
I'm
nice.
I'm from Maryland, so they're a little southern down there, so these are my type of people, so they're all rednecks, hillbillies.
Yeah, everything. And you fit just right in.
I'm fitting right in with those people, so they all had trucks in Maryland, and I recently got, my younger brother got into the truck scene, and I was tired of driving cars and into work every day, and I bought myself a truck after my car broke down.
Yeah, right before the cruise we went on.
Right before the cruise. And it's an F-150. And I love the F-150. It's my favorite truck out there. It's one of the most popular trucks in America. One of the most popular vehicles.
I heard that.
It screams American.
Yeah, Ford F-50.
F-150. Now, the diesel truck show, they have... Diesel trucks are different. They take diesel fuel and they have a different engine. So my F-150 has a V6. These guys have a F-250 has a power stroke engine. So it's a bigger engine and stuff like that. And there was, and then the Dodge has the Dodge Cummins, and then the Chevy has the Chevy Duramax engine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. People, a lot of blue collar guys, they love their trucks.
A lot of them did.
Your Elantra?
Yeah, my Hyundai.
Yeah. So a lot of these people, they took their dirt bikes and they get their four-wheelers or whatever, and they start doing burnouts, driving their dirt bikes all over the place, and it was just like a really good time, honestly. And they had, the trucks were lifted, they do all kinds of stuff to them, and I was like, this is actually kind of cool. I like this.
Must be nice. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. It is episode 41 of season 7. It is flying by. Dougie and the boys will be back this Thursday. We appreciate the support that you have given Dougie and the Boys Season 2. Dougie and the Boys, man. You were on the last episode 2 weeks ago of yes. Dougie and the Boys. That was a hit.
Really?
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, I wish I could get on with Dougie and the Boys. I want to get more. I'm not as knowledgeable as those guys are with yeah. sports.
We're trying to get Nicole and Dave on.
Yeah, I mean, good luck with that one.
But yeah, it'd be cool to have you on. You'd be like the comedy guy of the show.
Yes. What else? Anything else, Doug?
Oh, I was waiting for you to respond to you being the comedy guy on the sports show. We were talking the sports show right now.
The comedy guy? I mean, I really don't know a lot about sports, but I'm getting into it now.
Yeah, now that you're going to all these hockey games.
I mean, I still, like, they know a lot about the players, their stats, whatever they got and everything.
Yeah.
You know, what their strenges are, their weaknesses, and I'm like, what do you mean by team one today?
Wait, what do you mean by what their strikes are?
Their strengths.
Oh, I thought you said strikes. I'm like, what?
Strengths, yeah.
What is Shane talking about right now?
Yeah, no, their strengths, so.
But yeah, we thank you for supporting Dougie and the Boys, which happens every Thursday. We also appreciate you supporting Dougie's Political Hour, which features Jen, Carolyn, whoever wants to come on that. So we appreciate the support of all the shows that you support us on. The Doug Survival Show is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. We'll be right back. Whatever. Get customers involved.
Wednesday night bar talk.
No, Jimmy's the idiot.
He assists a game. No matter how many games. 36 games.
And the All-Star break. And now, a little bit now, they're playing really good.
Hold on. Who's got the leverage tonight? Now, 5-2. Leverage is all you. I got the leverage.
But to go and like react from a fiscal standpoint and from a civil rights standpoint to close everything, I find it hard to get
Democrats. Thanks to the Democrats, by the way.
Nancy Pelosi should not be 84 years old and still be sitting as the House Speaker.
I'm an idiot.
Actually, you know, like, can get in there and like do things. You know, like Donald Trump Jr. Like
Puerto Rican. You're Latino.
I'm an American.
I would like Ivanka to run.
Yeah, Ivanka or Tulsi Gabbard. She's
going for the Super Bowl.
Hold on, because that's not what Rogers said. Rogers said, I just care about winning the MVP. I don't care about winning.
No matter, I don't have to worry about my feelings to understand that.
And I was like, oh God, how do I stop this? So
look at that water behind me, James.
Did you not say Joe Burrow?
I said Washington.
You said Burrow.
No.
Well, what about Tampa? Oh, never mind.
With piano, I actually played piano from third to sixth grade.
The best one I did was when I did the whiskey glasses and the...
Look at you in the mirror and see what you look like.
I'm not the president.
Lamar didn't really get started until the second season.
I'm going to say this.
Don't go there.
You got to feel a win somehow, some way.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, which is brought to you by the Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. As always, I'm Doug Saravo. We got Shane McKenna on the show. All right, Shane.
Yes, Mr. Doug.
Tell me what you think about... It's controversial. Tell me what you think about it.
Well, about what?
I'll get it to you. Hold on. I'll get it to you. Donald Trump and Joe Biden.
What do I think about the ultimate rematch that should have been 2020? Election rematch?
Rematch, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Must be nice.
Must be nice. Yeah, I think our time with Joe Biden has finally come to an end. And I think we really need to put out the real winner of the 2020 election back into the White House.
Must be nice. And that was Douglas K. Saravo. No, but for real, what are your thoughts on it?
What are my thoughts?
Yeah.
Get Joe Biden out of the damn White House. That man needs to go into the retirement house. Okay?
Must be nice. Have you ever been to, like, D.C. as, like, a trip?
I did. I went there when I was 17?
Yeah?
Yeah, I went there when I was 17. Saw the World War II Memorial, the Air and Space Museum.
Nice. How was it?
I saw the Capitol Building. I went with my buddy Cody.
Not bad.
So, yeah, I liked it.
That's good. I was there when I was 4.
Really?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Maybe we should go back and we should have went there on January.
No, we're not going to talk about that. We're not talking about that. No, we should do like a trip there and just see how it is.
Yeah, January 6th trip.
No, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Do it on January 6th, 2025 when Trump's reelected, inaugurated in there.
No, that's the 20th. The 21st or the 20th. We're not going there. What do you think about Dougie's political rivalry between Jim and Carolyn? Battles. Carolyn walked out last time. You weren't here for that episode.
I wasn't here, no.
But it's a good time. It's a fun time.
I mean, I'm going to tell you who's really good with the politics is Louis Fontanez. He knows.
Yeah, he knows, brings up these interesting points.
He knows his stuff on the way the political system in America
works.
Yes,
and for a Latino.
Yes. He really knows his shit.
He's on the right. Like the way.
Yes, and.
And his conspiracies, too, and all that.
Yeah. Some of the conspiracies I don't believe.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
I don't buy it in some of the stuff.
I don't buy it.
But he's real on point with a lot of stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how the political system works and stuff like that, and how things kind of run in the country.
Yeah, we're live. Yeah, go ahead, talk to Shane.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, he's at work in the morning. So before we do go, we're going to show the clip of Dougie and the boys. We went out to Aruga's on Friday, and we did a there. So we're going to play, and then we'll conclude before we head to the Devils game.
Mendoza. Cheers, babies.
Apparently,
Dave thinks McCarthy's going number 2. I don't buy it.
JJ McCarthy is going number 2 overall. I'm sorry. I think they're high on him. Why not?
Why was Williams and Daniels? That was the two.
No, it wasn't. It was Williams
and Jaden Daniels.
And Drake May.
Yeah. And Drake May fell.
No, Drake May actually jumped up 2. Now they're saying JJ McCarthy could be that number 2.
He jumped up 2.
McCarthy jumped up.
Yeah, McCarthy jumped up.
I don't know how.
I think he's going to be better than
Caleb Williams.
I think Drake May's better than Caleb Williams. And Jaden Daniels, I think, is better than Caleb Williams.
I mean, Caleb Williams is going to have all the weapons at his disposal. Can he use it right? You're going to have Keenan Allen. You're going to have DJ Moore. You're going to have DeAndre Swift, and you got Cole Kmet. That's a good roster.
Caleb Williams is the Family Dollar version of Jalen Hurts.
This guy.
He's not going to be good, Caleb Williams.
He's so, not.
He's going to be a bust. I said it a few months ago.
No, I'm not disagreeing with that.
Bro, he's not that guy. Drake May will be that guy.
I think he could be.
JJ McCarthy, he can be that guy. He can be, the next Burrow.
If he goes in a good system.
He could be the next Burrow-type quarterback.
Yeah, because they both went to a good system.
Yes.
Burrow's not a system quarterback.
Yes, he is.
No, he's
but
not.
They've learned.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. When it's Zach Taylor's freaking, his freaking whole thing. His thing. Is that all Joe Burrow calling plays? No, that's all freaking Zach Taylor.
Yeah.
That's all Zach Taylor.
Come on.
Hello, everyone.
Come on.
Burrow assistant quarterback.
How long's he been in the league for?
Burrow's not assistant.
How long's Joe Burrow been in the league for?
Five years.
So you think it's all his plays? No, that's all freaking Zach Taylor.
But he's been a great quarterback since his LSU days. Yeah, come on, no, come on.
Yeah, who's come his head coach?
On. He's not assistant quarterback.
Who's his head coach in his LSU?
Doesn't mean he's assistant quarterback.
Where is he now? He's in the NFL. He's a head coach.
This guy over here, even when we're out drinking, he causes trouble. Can never trust the drugs.
So high on Burrow, but if he gets hurt too much.
Oh yeah, next Andrew Luck.
And he's losing weapons.
Yeah,
he lost his best running back. He's gonna lose T. Higgins and Kyle Boyd. They're losing too much.
Whatever you say.
And what? Oh.
Must be nice.
Jamar Chase is there.
He's there. Jamar Chase is there.
And he's gonna get double teamed. Guess what? That's it.
All right, he'll find his other receiver.
Who?
Don't matter. It's Joe Burrow.
Nobody's?
Don't matter.
Have fun
with Russell Wilson. Have fun with Russell Wilson.
Yeah, Russell Wilson, it's probably going to be better.
Us be nice.
Oh, man. We always
must be nice.
Yeah, that was 2 minutes.
That was the fastest argument in Dougie and the Boys history.
And Dave missed a goal by the Devils.
All right, playoffs, baby. Max Willman. Must be nice.
Yo, we beat the
Devils playoff push. Let's go.
Good luck. Rangers playoff push.
They already clinched.
They already made it.
There you go.
He doesn't know.
No, I do know.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Must be nice.
All right. See you guys next Thursday. Dave won't be there.
Dave's like, yes.
Dave's on vacation.
Yes.
I'll be in Boston. Are they in?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the clinch yet, but I think they're
good. They're shoe in?
Yeah.
Must be nice.
I think they went.
Oh, here goes, bro.
They went again.
Let's go NC State.
Oh, I forgot.
Marquette.
That was fun going out to Urgus with the boys.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't invite me, man.
No, it was a bet we made on fantasy football, but I had to pay the tab.
You went Friday. Oh wait, I was away Friday.
Yeah, you were away anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love Dougie and the Boys. Great show. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to put together some behind the scenes footage. You know how before each show I do a mic check? So I'm going to look through some of those clips and do like a behind-the-scenes special.
Yeah.
As always, this has been another episode of the Doug Serravo Show, which is brought to you by our good friends at... Never mind. Shane's not going to say it.
Oh, what? Okay.
The Doug Serravo Show is
good
brought
friends
to
you... Where?
The Monkey Bar and Grill. Swing on by. You can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Serravo Broadcasting, the Doug Serravo Show. All right, Shane, we'll see you next time. Let's go, Devils. And as always, each episode is brought to you by our good friends at
Monkey Bar Grill.
Swing on by, but we conclude the show shouting out Nicole and Dave, go sports.
This episode was brought to you by Nicole and Dave, Go Sports. For all your latest information surrounding the world of sports, talk to Dave.